The UK property market has been in focus among investors recently, with Hammersons losing its suitor and it in turn walking away, or should that be running away, from Into Properties. So what exactly does this tell us about the state of the UK property market, and should investors still be interested? My guest is on the line from Cape Town. He is Paul Leaf-Wright, Chief Executive of Atlantic Leaf Properties, an investor in the UK property market. Paul, hi there. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Dee.
So what do you make of the Hammerson Clapier Into Property saga?
Well, I suppose, number one, is they're in a very different league in terms of their size from where we are. And they also have quite diversified investment portfolios across more than just the UK. And I do think that some of them have been trading at discounts to their underlying asset value, and that's why there's been opportunity, or people have looked at it opportunistically to do transactions given where their current share prices are. You know, in our case, we're probably a lot smaller. I mean, our total assets are £400 million, so we're almost insignificant in compared to their asset bases. We're trading very much just below our NAV, so there's not such a discount where we are. And, yeah, so a different market slightly.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is that surely it tells us that the state of the UK property market is not so healthy right now.
I think, again, different sectors. Industrial has done very well over the last 12 months. I think offices and certainly retail has come under a lot of pressure. So you're right. I mean, it, you know, offices have been much softer than, say, a year or two ago. And retail, we've seen a lot of retail closures in the last 24 months, which has impacted the retail sector. The trend has been towards industrial, where the online shopping sort of move has really played a big part in terms of people looking for greater distribution warehouses and consolidating that. And so that market has been particularly strong in the last 12 months, and that's a sector that we are more invested in, so we haven't been exposed as much to the retail sector.
Okay, but there is a big factor out there which influences all sectors of the UK property market, and that's Brexit.
Yes. Again, a lot of our tenants would tend to be operators in the domestic UK market, whereas I think Brexit does affect companies that are involved on both sides, you know, and in Europe. We also only have UK assets, whereas a lot of the companies that you mentioned earlier would have assets in Europe and in the UK, whereas, as I said, we are only invested in the UK. So Brexit affects us in the strength or otherwise of the pound. Recently, the pound has been has recovered certainly a lot. And so, yes, we do feel Brexit, but I don't think we feel it as much as perhaps some of the bigger companies who are dealing more with international players, whereas we tend to a lot of our tenants tend to be more domestic players in the UK market.
Okay, so do you think that the sector has felt the deepest pain already over Brexit?
Yes and no. I think, I mean, as I said earlier, industrial seems to be resilient against Brexit, or doesn't seem to be feeling the impact. The offices, there might still be a little bit of uncertainty around that, especially if any corporates decide to move their sort of head offices. So we still see a bit of softness in the office sector.
Yeah. So, Paul, do you have a view on the residential property market in the UK as far as an investment point of view?
Yeah, I mean, I have a generalist view, not so much. I mean, we don't follow that closely. But I think, again, the London property market definitely there's an oversupply. We can sense that. It's not the same buoyancy it was, you know, two to three years ago. So definitely there seems to be an oversupply of new developments, etc., which, you know, you can now negotiate on residential, which, you know, some time ago you couldn't. So I do think that market has again suffered. You know, maybe it was coming off too high a level, but it's certainly a lot lower, and there are a lot more opportunities in the residential space.
Yeah. Tell us about, you recently announced your plans to convert to a UK REIT. What prompted that?
I think two things. One is all our assets are there, and we feel that it sort of makes more sense to move our headquarters from Mauritius to the UK, where all our assets, all our borrowings, etc. are. And then the UK has announced some pending changes to the way non-resident property owning companies are taxed by bringing in CGT and limiting the interest deductibility going forward. So we think that becoming a REIT will have benefit for our investors going forward, because there'll be more tax clarity for them. And most of our competitors are also REITs, and we would be able to compete more directly for capital. And as I said, it's probably a natural part of our evolution. The tax changes have just prompted us to perhaps do it now rather than wait another year or so.
And shareholders take a vote on that in June. A final quick question. You said that you are UK focused, but you've also said that you will be looking beyond. Where, when?
I think at the moment, we did used to say that. I think we think that the UK's got enough for us for the next few years. We're only £400 million. We've got a long way to go. And I think the focus to stay there and not distract us into other jurisdictions at the moment. So I don't think we've probably shelved going to anywhere else for a good few years, until the UK market we don't think offers any more value. But currently we think there's still good value there.
Okay, on that positive note, Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you for
That was Paul Leifer, Chief Executive of Atlantic Leaf Properties.